Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
Jose Quinones live in studio. We're live, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Also, good morning to everybody checking in on Facebook. And Jose Quinones.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all over. We all over.
Man, let me comb my hair.
Jose always saying such nice things about us. Hey, we appreciate that.
So let's start here. I just want to say this, man. One of the things that I was saying off the air, Bill, going back into the Eastern Shore.
Yes.
I could not... I've been here 32 years.
Yeah.
I could not even talk about my journey and my love for the Eastern Shore without your name coming up, brother. And this ain't bootlicking. Like, Bill Baker, the rum shaker. I mean this, brother. You know, I told you, when I... I was driving an 83 Crown Victoria with all my kids, single dad, right? I always tell this story. Coming through Millsboro by where the Wawa is at. I still call it the new Wawa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? And hearing you on the radio back in them days. Like, brother, and me feeling, because, you know, I'm a city kid, so at the time, I ain't really want to be down here. You know what I mean? I'm talking about this, all this great stuff. But no, that's now you grow through that. But when you're young and that city gritty.
You said you came in here in 93?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I got on the air about 99, 2000.
Understood.
So don't age me too much.
But all I'm saying in the 90s, right? And all that stuff get fuzzy. So
yeah.
You old. Like,
you're old.
I'm 43. I'm 43, okay?
So I'll say this, brother.
Back in my 20s.
You're a local legend, brother. And I guarantee you I'm not the only one that'll say that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I went years that all I listened to in the morning was your voice, brother, and the stories and that laugh. So that's why when I come in here, I'm still a fan, brother, because you've been doing your thing all these years consistently.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And that's what everything in life, going back into real estate, that's the only thing that's going to get us to the next level, the consistency. Mm-hmm. So if my credit is 408, right? Or 523, that's what mine was.
Right.
You can get to that 710, mm-hmm. 740
mm-hmm.
in a half a decade. I'm just saying, and why do I say half a decade? That's 5 years. We're still messing up.
Yeah.
Still with the same job. Just paying stuff little by little. Or you can do it in 8 months.
Yeah.
If you're about it. Mm-hmm. I was never about it.
Right.
You know, I thought forever that my middle name was Can't Get Right. So yeah. I'm just saying that we live in an area where it's such a cool flow where you can reestablish, reinvent yourself a million times, but you just need the consistency just like Bill Baker.
Well, I appreciate that.
Does that make sense?
I will say this. I do, while we're reminiscing just a little bit, just real quick. I remember when we first came over to Power and, you know, we were at 104 back in the day, Jess and myself, and we came over and we were actually Great Scott Broadcasting sold.
Yep.
And they split the stations in half.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Half went to one company and half went to us here at The Voice Radio.
In the same building.
We were in the same building.
Yeah.
So it was like they had a block. They blocked it off where half the building was one company, half was us. And I remember one of the first client interviews, Kevin came in and said, I got this guy, he's coming in, he's a good friend of mine, he's been with me for years, whatever, he's a realtor. And, you know, back in the old days, I never really, you know, we never had like someone who just a real estate agent advertised like that, you know, and especially like interview. I'm like, okay. And he's like, oh, he's going to come in or whatever. And here comes this guy, he sits down. He's like, I'm trying to come up with the name for my company and all this. I'm like, what's this dude doing? I'm like, he's just some realtor. He's asking us about the name for his company.
And we're like,
well, you know, people call. You kept giving out your phone number, and this guy was like, you know, they just call up. You just got to ask for Jose. And we were like, why don't you just call it Ask for Jose? Yeah. And this dude was like, yes, yes, yes. He's so excited about it. I'm like, this dude getting excited about this dumb name or just some phrase that we just came up with.
Oh my God.
I'm like, okay, let's see.
Houses with Jose.
That's right. Let's see where this goes.
That's right. But I'll say this, consistency. Consistency, living your truth. And even if you don't know what your truth is, you know, because I was in my late 40s before I knew what my truth was, brother. Real talk. And
we made a commercial, put a hip hop bed behind it. Is this really gonna work?
And here we are. It's just helping people, man. It's just fine, man. I won't even say your purpose. What are you good at? Start there. You know, what are you good at? And execute on that. And we all have that. You know, find that and go get what's yours. And now I am a true example, and I truly believe that outside of investing in yourself first, your family second, real estate is the next best investment in this country, brother. It changes lives. It sets foundations, you know, freedom.
What's the first step someone listening right now that people should take when they want to purchase their first home or a piece of property, or they want to make a big purchase like that?
Even though I'm on the radio, but don't tell too many people. I'm going to tell you the secret. Ask for Jose.
Okay.
AskForJose.com, because I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to support you. Yes, I'm not perfect. You know, sometimes I forget to call people back because I'm getting, you know, 1,000 calls, but I'm working on that. I got a team. I got a hungry team runs with me. And we was just talking off the air about that too. You know, it's just releasing and allowing others to help you and continue to help more people and be an example of what this looks like, you know, of smiling, of building, of creating. Make sense? And having fun, man. Smiling, having fun, because life is tough, brother. It's tough.
What's next for you? Like, I know right now, you know, I mean, I know what you built. I know where you're at. Mm-hmm. You personally, what are some of your personal goals?
I tell you, I only in business. Yeah, I appreciate that. Last August, for my birthday, it was a pivotal time in my life. All my life, since I was a little kid, my goal was I wanted to retire to Puerto Rico. You know, I just wanted to, when I couldn't travel no more, I want to end in Puerto Rico. That changed, right? I got a phenomenal wife, man, Yvette Quinones. And, you know, she struggled a lot. You know, she's had cancer. She's had different things along the years. So when we were in Puerto Rico, I took my two boys, Trey, that's in the military, and Brandon with Shore Island, selling them phenomenal empanadas. We went to Puerto Rico on a boys' trip, and Brandon broke his leg. Bad on a skateboard, right? So I quickly realized the healthcare system in the island is not somewhere where I want my wife, who don't speak Spanish, to be in case of an emergency. So I quickly said to myself within minutes, all right, I'm going to end my life in the Eastern Shore. I'm here for the rest of my life. I'll still go to Puerto Rico. I want to wake up on my birthday for the rest of my life in Puerto Rico until I can't do it no more. But this is home. So what's next for me is that's why I made the shifts that I have made over the last year, I would say, going on a year and a month now, where I had an army of about 45 agents. I've dwindled that down to about 8. I want to spend the rest of my natural life, me, myself, helping people, because that's what makes me smile. So that's number one. Then number two, I want to build my family a home.
Wow. That's it. Nice.
I want to build my family a home. You know, we got a home. But I want to, within the next decade, I want to build that legacy home. Outside of that, I just want to run the Eastern Shore, have fun. I even told my wife, I ain't even taking no more vacations. Our next vacation will be for our 20th in another 3 years. We want to go to Italy. Outside of that, I'm here. You, her and I, well, we've been doing it like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We've been going down to Dewey. They got their new grottos. Mm-hmm. That's a funky place. And we just been sitting there and we'll order their, man, I forget it. What's, when they cut up the tomatoes and they put it on top of the
swirl?
The bruschetta?
The bruschetta.
The bruschetta, you know? Yeah.
We'll just get a solid bruschetta with two waters and sit there. People, well, I'm like old people do. You know what I mean? But I'm down, you know, and I'm running into people. People, hey, Jose. But that's such a phenomenon. And then we'll go from there and go choose which boardwalk we want to go walk.
Well, so that we'll right there.
We'll go down to Bethany. We'll go down to Rehoboth. In a day, I live where people vacation.
Yeah. I was going to say, love where you live. We live at a vacation spot.
And,
you know?
And ask me how much money we spend it. Mm-hmm. How much, right? Parking, you know, we'll get it for an hour because we're there about an hour. It's at $5. And the bruschetta with water. And then we out. Then we go park again, another $3-$5, and walk the boardwalk and go home. 3-4 hours, having a phenomenal time, enjoying the season, and we back home chilling.
Yeah.
So that's how I want to spend the rest of my time. And then during the day, I'm running like a bat out of hell. Helping people, right. Making money, you know, doing what I do. Like, I do not know at this point in my life what can be better than that. I am doing something. I finally found a vehicle because a lot of people, they're listening to me. They know me. I've sold cars. I was a substance abuse camp. I've done it all, brother. I was an insurance agent. But once again, I've led like 8 lives, man. But I've always been searching for a vehicle where I can serve. And I found it and I'm doing it.
Ask for Jose.com. What's your phone number?
302-883-1928.
Thank you so much for coming in, man. We appreciate
you so much.
Both. Yes, absolutely. 757.